KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus, food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Harmful bacteria, and you can also change the diet, because if you deprive the bacteria of their food, the carbohydrates that they thrive on, you can actually reduce the bacterial overgrowth. So that is the rationale for the low FODMAP diet, The low FODMAP diet restricts relatively indigestible carbohydrates. It's a lower fiber diet. And that sometimes produces dramatic improvement in terms of the symptoms of SIBO. But there's also something called FMT, which is fecal microbial transfer. And yes, it's what it sounds like. It's the poop pill, or in some cases introduced rectally via endoscopy to reseed the gastrointestinal tract with beneficial bacteria. But thing about FMT, the FMT is more directed towards the lower intestinal tract. So it is helpful in conditions like C. difficile diarrhea, Clostridia, which can result from antibiotic overuse. And FMT can be curative of that, but whether FMT is an effective therapy for something in the small intestine, remember this is SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, I'm not sure. I mean, by the mouth route, it might reach the small intestine, but mostly FMT is directed towards the large intestine. And also FMT is kind of experimental, and for this condition it might be overkill. And the problem with FMT is that, unlike blood, you know, blood transfusions, highly regulated, you can screen for pathogens, you can screen for blood types. FMT, even if the donors are carefully screened, can be a little hit or miss because we don't know precisely what qualities of the microbial soup coming from your intestines constitute healthy bacteria. And it may be different strokes for different folks. And that's why FMT works marvelously well for some people, and for others, it's kind of hit or miss. And for some, it can actually cause adverse effects. So they're working this out. But I think for the purposes of this call, using FMT is overkill when other more benign ways of dealing with SIBO are available, as I outlined. 877-726-8255 is our number. Folks, I've got exciting news about one of my favorite products. It's NT Factor. You've heard about it here on Intelligent Medicine, about its natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects. NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements offers a wide variety of options. Now they're offering a rare 50% off sale on one of their most important products. It's NT Factor with D3K2. NT Factor with D3K2 is a chewable manila wafer that combines vitamins D3 and K2 with patented NT Factor lipids, providing comprehensive support for your bone health, cardiovascular health, and mitochondrial function. Unique synergy of these three nutrients ensures efficient calcium metabolism, reduction of oxidative stress, as well as a restoration of your cellular energy production. It's all about the mitochondria. So this is perfect for anyone dealing with fatigue, age-related conditions, or chronic illness. I take it myself on a daily basis. Don't miss a day. Don't go a day without it. Visit ntfactor.com to take advantage of this rare, limited-time 50% offer. This is a great time to stock up. And if you haven't tried it, this is a great opportunity to get started. Just use coupon code 50OFF at checkout at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for 50% off NT Factor with D3K2. Okay. Well, I'm just kind of going back in the time machine, looking at some of the tweets that came out around the time of COVID. And through the help of a doctor who's compiled some of these gems, Dr. Simon Godek, I'm going to share a few with you. You know, it was a weird time because I recall in 2020, you know, getting out of the city, going outside and hiking. And I was out in the woods hiking, and a woman passed us on the path, and she made a face. And she said, "You're not wearing a mask." And we were hiking outside in the fresh air. And by then I already knew that the science was clear that you can't transmit COVID in the fresh air, passing a person at a distance of 5 to 10 feet on a windy day in the woods. But nonetheless, here are some of the gems from the archives of 2020. One guy writes on what was then Twitter, now it's become X, "My position is we must make the lives of the unvaccinated total misery and just keep escalating the exclusions until we crush the resistance and break their spirit in order to force compliance and so they learn not to resist government mandates." Wow, that didn't age well. Here's another one. "Call me malicious, but I'd love COVID-19 to mutate into a virus that causes almost instant death to the unvaccinated. I'd sit watching how they suddenly rush out to get vaccinated and fall over dead in the queues waiting." And this piece of wisdom: "Republicans trying to take my words out of context." This is from a doctor, by the way. "Republicans trying to take my words out of context as if I deny medical care to people that don't wear masks and, quote, let them die. My point is that we can't waste our energy on these COVID deniers. They are not going to protect themselves, so let them die. They'll find out the hard way." Well, these pro-vaccine, pro-masking, pro-lockdown zealots are having a bit of a pushback as the Trump administration is pointing folks who are actually prominent critics of federal COVID-19 policies and proponents of more stringent vaccine approval standards. So we'll share that information with you, because it's a complete turnaround of the paradigm where, you know, imagine that rhetoric from 2020, and now Maha is in charge. There's a new sheriff in town, and his deputies are going to take a critical look at our COVID vaccine policies and the policies that surrounded our response to COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take some of your recorded questions momentarily, but a reminder, you know, we talk about supplements here on Intelligent Medicine, and sometimes you can get them direct from the manufacturer. We tell you there's a website or there's a number that you can call, but for your all-and-sundry supplement needs, there's FullScript. That's my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, and some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. These are the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. I order frequently through FullScript. I just put an order last night, a big order for several hundred dollars worth of supplements because I ran out after my vacation. They offer fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's a safe, secure way to get your supplements. They have world-class customer service. And you also, you know, there's some concerns about the quality of supplements. These products at FullScript are thoroughly vetted. They include top manufacturers of physician brands that are hard to find elsewhere. So drhoffmanstore.com for all your supplement needs. Okay. We talked about some of the horrendous things that people were saying during COVID, you know, let those unvaccinated people die. You know, if you don't want to wear a mask, well, you know, we're going to just withdraw all your care, and we're going to increase the pressure on people to wear masks and lock down until they relent. Well, big turnaround, because headline, FDA taps critic of COVID policies, drug industry to lead the vaccines division. Peter Marks, who was the longtime leader of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, they are the ones who authorized vaccines. He quit in a huff. He was really angry, and he fired off a tirade against the Trump administration. He was replaced by Vinay Prasad. Now, I happen to be a follower of Vinay Prasad long before COVID. He is an interesting guy. He's an oncologist, but he's also critical of some of the really expensive cancer drugs that only offer minimal survival benefits. They're approved on the basis of a, quote, response, which means, okay, we see the cancer shrink, but then the people, you know, have two or three more months of life, and then they die anyway, and sometimes with unacceptable side effects and with great expense. These drugs are very pricey, five and six figures for a few months or a year worth of use. Prasad replaces Peter Marks, and according to RFK Jr., quote, Dr. Prasad brings the kind of scientific rigor, independence, and transparency we need at the vaccine biologics division, a significant step forward. And FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry also posted similar praise. They say Prasad is the latest of a series of medical contrarians and critics of COVID-19 measures to join Kennedy's HHS. And, you know, I think this is good. I think this is a good thing because Prasad, his appointment comes at a time when the FDA wants to change the way COVID vaccines and other vaccines are approved by requiring rigorous clinical trials. I mean, if it works, great. And if it's safe, great. But, hey, let's not jump the gun and expose the public to potential hazards. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Many of us have seen lost dogs running through the neighborhood or those heart-wrenching missing dog posters on lampposts. Well, if you have a dog that likes to wander, or if you want to travel with your dog but are afraid of it wandering off, I'd like to introduce you to the Halo Dog Collar. Ken Ehrman from Halo explains.
Now, with technology, you can just have an app on your phone and draw the fence you want, and those GPS coordinates are downloaded to the collar. And then now you could take your dog anywhere. And that's really the next generation invisible fence technology. They hear the beep. They know that means that they're at the fence and they cannot cross. And if you go through the training process, which is designed by Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, and once your dog is trained, it works.
Check it out at halocollar.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit HealthyGut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's HealthyGut.com, HealthyGut.com for Holozyme.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
2024 loss. Donald Trump takes charge in tariffs, but has he already left it too late? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. As I said while I was away, there's a lot of things happening on the health front, including developments in the Maha world. If you are an avid reader of our newsletter, you recall that a few months ago I did a review of some of the candidates for HHS, the various departments within HHS, and it turns out that Mehmet Oz made the grade, and so did Marty McCary, and I thought that they would be good candidates for the roles within HHS under the leadership of RFK Jr. But I was skeptical of the role that might be played by the nominee for Surgeon General. She was Jeanette Neshiwat. I think that's the pronunciation. And I wrote then, I must admit the selection of Dr. Neshiwat puzzles me a little. Some may argue that the position of U.S. Surgeon General is purely symbolic and doesn't have any impact on policy. It's a mere bully pulpit whose occupants issue proclamations that are mostly ignored. So examples of which, Jocelyn Elders was fired by President Clinton after recommending masturbation as an alternative to unsafe sex. She actually said that, and that did not go down well. Bearded C. Everett Koop resembled one of those Smith brothers on a box of cough drops. And our current Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, was reproved by the Supreme Court for having issued a health advisory that encouraged social media platforms to take steps to censor COVID-19, quote, misinformation. So, you know, we don't exactly have an illustrious track record, but I didn't think she was the best candidate. It turns out she's a graduate of an offshore medical school in the Caribbean on an island that I'm familiar with because I go dive in the air, St. Martin. And there's a little medical school there. It's actually a fallback place that you go to when you can't get into a mainland medical school. So I'm not saying that all graduates of Caribbean medical schools are poorly trained or incompetent. I'm just saying that's not an illustrious accolade. So she did carve a path to NYU Langone, where she practices ER and family medicine, and she served as assistant medical director of CityMD. That's a New York Metro doc-in-the-box outfit. And she burnished her resume with spots on Fox News during the pandemic. And she, however, got in trouble from the Ultramaha folks because she came out strongly appearing on TV, and the YouTube videos have resurfaced, Dr. Neshawat calling for wearing masks outdoors to prevent COVID transmission, encouraging universal masking, even for small children. And she was an unabashed proponent of the vaccine, okay, which in retrospect, you know, vaccine dissenters, maybe they had a bit of a point because the vaccine is a little less efficacious than was thought, especially later phases of COVID, and side effects emerged that were pretty disconcerting. So she kind of hung out in limbo for a while, and now she's been replaced as a nominee with Casey Means. Headline here, Donald Trump taps wellness influencer close to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Surgeon General. Dr. Casey Means. Now, I think she ticks the boxes in some ways and in other ways does not, because she is very MAHA. It is, Trump said in a social media post Wednesday that Means has, quote, impeccable MAHA credentials. She's an ally of RFK Jr., and she's co-author with her activist brother, Callie Means. I get them confused because doesn't Casey sound like a male name and Callie sound like a female name? Well, it's reversed. Callie is the male brother and Casey is the female. So it's confusing. Trump said Dr. Casey Means has the potential to be one of the finest surgeon generals in the United States history. So she is a great communicator. She's co-author of a book called Good Energy, which is really, I think, dead on about how the American diet is undermining our metabolic health. And she's kind of a low-carb advocate. She has inveighed against processed foods, and she has linked changes in diet and lifestyle to a raft of conditions, including infertility, Alzheimer's, depression, and so on. And I'm down with that. I'm down with that. That's a good thing. But here's part of the problem. She received her medical training at Stanford University, and she went on to a surgical residency, which is a real accomplishment. You know, Stanford University, top-line medical school, very hard to get into. So in contrast to the previous candidate, Neshawat, who went to medical school in St. Martin, she went to Stanford. Good for Casey. But in the middle of her surgical residency, she dropped out to become an influencer and to be part of a wellness company. And so I think that may limit her, undermine confidence by especially conventional physicians who say, hey, you know, she got trained medically and then she dropped out. She never actually actively practice medicine. Yeah, she's got the training, but she doesn't have the experience. Unlike, you know, Dr. Marty McCary, who has a distinguished career in medicine at Johns Hopkins, and Vinay Prasad, and Jay Bhattacharya. These are all physicians who have practiced medicine and weren't just talking about it, but they were actually on the front lines of medicine. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. She's going to be a good communicator. The role of Surgeon General, to some extent, is that of a bully pulpit, and I think she will be in a good position to exhort Americans to become healthy again. She may have difficulty gaining acceptance within mainstream medicine. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. That is, if you give your body the right support. Well, meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. I discovered this thing a couple of years ago, and I said, you know, I want to take it. And I started taking it. I experienced the benefits, and I said, I got to get these guys as a sponsor because I want to share this information with my listeners. MitoPure ignites something called mitophagy, which is your body's natural anti-aging pathway within the mitochondria. Because our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops, MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source within the cells. It's called MitoPure because it works on mitochondria. It's a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. You can boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago, and I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger, more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure, I believe, is a game changer, so order via timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive a 10% discount off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. So we have callers, 877-726-8255. Gets you to record a question, and let's hear what's next.
Dr. Hoffman. A quick question. What do you think about Laetril, B17, for the treatment of cancer? I thought that was debunked a number of years ago, but then all of a sudden I see it in the news and on the internet. Is this becoming a real thing, or was this just in my imagination?
Yeah, you know, what goes around comes around, and Laetril was a popular therapy. Oh, remember Steve McQueen, who tragically developed mesothelioma at a relatively young age and went to a Mexican clinic to obtain, among other things, Laetril, and it didn't work. And so Laetril has been touted by the so-called alternative cancer community as something that really can help cancer. And what it is, and it's sometimes referred to as vitamin B12, it's a compound found in the pits of many fruits, such as especially apricots. And it could also be found in raw nuts and certain plants. And it gained popularity as an alternative cancer treatment in the 1970s, despite really robust evidence supporting its effectiveness. Now, some people who have taken it, they may have experienced benefits and they swear by it. But when it comes to scientific studies, it doesn't really seem to pass muster. It is a compound related to something called amygdalin, which is kind of a delivery system for cyanide. Okay, it's found in the seeds of fruits like apricots, peaches, and bitter almonds. And so sometimes people with cancer have been eating peach pits and, you know, almonds. They have actually done reviews of this. And the reviews show in animals and in humans that it doesn't really work that well. If at all. I mean, there's some, you know, studies that show, yeah, a little bit of a response, you know, maybe some slight improvement in survival, but it's one of those maybe 5% things. little anti-cancer activity was found in animal studies in a National Cancer Institute study. You could say they're biased against alternative therapies. Okay, you may discount that. They found no anti-cancer activity in human clinical trials. And according to National Institutes of Health, which nobody trusts anymore, of course, claims of Laetrile's effectiveness are not supported by clinical data, along with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, right? So these days, it's even if something is not efficacious and the official channels say it doesn't work, people's trust in the authorities has been so eroded that it's likely that people are going to embrace this therapy. It's one of these things that, you know, it's probably not going to hurt, except maybe your pocketbook, and it might help, but it's not something that I've long advocated in the treatment of cancer. I know some of my colleagues have. I have colleagues who got deep into treating cancer, and they believe it. Yeah, you know, give patients Laetrile. It's part of an all-of-the-above approach, you know, of course, with diet, various other supplements and other therapies, even, you know, in a complementary way with conventional therapy. But I'm not big on Laetrile as a cancer panacea. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. The big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm wellness blends.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owner Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Are you one of the 7 in 10 Americans reporting peak financial stress?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
70% of Americans are financially stressed, but 40% of those people are taking multiple days off work to cope with it. If that's your plan, you're doing it wrong.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's a way that we take calls, because if something should occur to you anytime during the week, you have something that you want to run by me, just call that number and record a question, as did this individual.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been listening to you for about 20 years, and I just really appreciate your knowledge. The question I have now is, I'm listening to this Food Revolution Summit. It's for this week, every morning. Today they're talking about gut bacteria, and they were saying if people were eating the right amount of foods, they wouldn't have to take a probiotic, prebiotic pill. But one of the things they brought up is the fact that it might be an overgrowth of bacteria for people if they're getting enough fruits and vegetables. I'd like to know what your opinion is on that. Thank you.
Okay. So this actually relates back to a previous question about SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And the notion is that by over-consuming certain fibrous foods, you can actually provide too much of a food supply for the bacteria in your gut, and you can develop a proliferation of bacteria, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, gassiness, bloating, diarrhea, sometimes constipation, but usually in that form of SIBO, it's more loose bowel movements and unformed stool particles. So the notion is that maybe some people are ODing on fiber. You know, it's the virtuous thing to do. They say none of us are consuming enough fiber. You know, compared to Paleolithic man, modern Americans are consuming about 1/10 the plant fiber that our ancestors did. But on the other hand, it may be that some people are violating the Goldilocks principle and taking too much instead of too little. When it comes to, you know, whether you don't need probiotics if you're eating an optimal diet, that may be the case for people who have healthy GI tracts. It's just simply eating the right foods can allow the bacteria that are already present in your gastrointestinal tract to flourish, you know, giving them the right the right prebiotics. But for many of us, our gastrointestinal tracts have been damaged by repeated use of antibiotics, by chlorinated water, by a previous poor diet, by lack of breastfeeding, and so on. And also by, you know, some of the harmful things that are added to our food, you know, like the herbicides, like glyphosate, that kill weeds, but also kill microorganisms in our intestinal tracts. So it may be necessary, you know, just like home gardeners, you know, they want to build a compost pile, and sometimes they throw all their kitchen scraps into the compost pile, nothing happens, and so they have to buy a starter. And what a starter is it's in effect a probiotic, and it's just like adding yeast to dough to make sourdough bread. It's actually sourdough bread is a bacterial culture instead of a yeast culture, but you get the idea. And so for some people to start that process rolling, they have to introduce beneficial bacteria. So not universally. I mean, the ideal case, yeah, but maybe the people who are putting on this conference or whoever was lecturing there has a bias against supplements or bias against probiotics and is saying, oh, you know, just follow this natural diet and that'll fix everything up. Maybe not. In some cases. This item, scientists have long been working to develop anti-venoms against the world's deadliest snakes. And now they believe they created a universal anti-venom that shows promise against some of the world's deadliest snakes, like cobras and other horrible serpents. They say snake bites cause up to 137,000 deaths a year. And that's mostly out of this country. You know, India, it's a big thing. Well, there's 650 species of venomous snakes. And so what they did, they used the Mithridates principle. He was a Greek king who deliberately poisoned himself with small amounts of poison, developed an immunity. The scientists have found an individual who's a snake handler who's been bitten multiple times. From 40 milliliters of his blood, the team turned his immune memory into a library of billions of antibodies, which they're now dialing in to a potential universal snake bite vaccine or anti-venom. Interesting story. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. Remember, drhoffman.com is the place to go for everything related to intelligent medicine. We've got a newsletter. We've got great articles. You can shop at drhoffmanstore.com. Send questions to 877-726-8255. Have a great week.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines,
electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasia Stevens. Former President Joe Biden's office says he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
The diagnosis came late last week when the former president was seen by doctors after urinary symptoms and a prostate nodule was found. Biden's office described the cancer as aggressive and said it had spread to the bone. But the statement also said the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. FBI names the suspect in Saturday's deadly car bombing outside a Southern California fertility clinic. Assistant director in charge at the FBI's Los Angeles office confirmed Guy Bartkus as the person who was killed in the explosion. He described the suspect as a nihilist and called it an act of terror. Investigators are looking into his background and social media post after searching a home in 29 Palms. Several people injured in the explosion have all been released from the hospital. The chief economist for a conservative policy group has some advice for lawmakers trying to balance the budget and reform Medicaid.
Let's look at these things that are waste, fraud, and abuse in the system. The numbers that we've seen over the last decade, the estimates show there's been something like $1.1 trillion in improper payments in the Medicaid system alone.
Jonathan Williams is president of the American Legislative Exchange Council. He spoke this week with Salem Radio Network. Cleanup and recovery efforts continue after deadly storms slammed the central U.S. late Friday and early Saturday. More than two dozen people were killed, with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear confirming 18 deaths in his state alone. The powerful storms spawned tornadoes and caused widespread devastation across the region. Utility crews worked through the night to restore service to thousands of customers across multiple states. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their three-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Scandal within the Drug Enforcement Administration.
An Associated Press investigation says a fugitive known as Colombia's Contraband King corrupted agents in the DEA with expensive trips, fine dining, and some illicit activities. That probe is based on highly sensitive Justice Department files. It shows the DEA claimed Diego Marin was a top target, even as agents partied with him all around the world. So far, the DEA has not responded. Jason Walker reporting.
President of Mexico says she's saddened by the deadly crash of a Mexican Navy ship in New York's East River. In a post early Sunday, President Claudia Sheinbaum said the Mexican training vessel lost two of its crew members Saturday when three masts of the tall sailing ship hit the underside of the Brooklyn Bridge. About 20 more people were hurt. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, it appears Walmart may not be raising all its prices for consumers due to the president's tariffs on international trade after all. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
Treasury Secretary
Barry Scott Bezen says he received assurance in a personal phone call with the company's CEO that the retail giant will indeed eat some of the tariffs in line with President Trump's demands. On Truth Social Network Saturday, Mr. Trump wrote, quote, Walmart should stop trying to blame tariffs as a reason for raising prices throughout the chain. The president continued, Walmart made billions of dollars last year, far more than expected. Between Walmart and China, they should, as it is said, quote, eat the tariffs and not charge valued customers anything.
Walmart said last week they had to raise prices for consumers beginning later this month because they claimed they could not absorb the cost of the president's tariffs on international trade. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Cecil Nicholas,
I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
As of the marketing they've seen or heard an ad that I've put out there. And so they call me direct. And the great thing about that is I can actually sit down with a seller and get to know them and learn why they want to sell the house and learn what benefits that I can offer are of value or not to them. Whereas in this circumstance, when an agent is representing a buyer, they're insulated from the seller and what may be the motivational factors for them selling a house.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they can't solve the problem. Whereas when I sit down with a seller, I can figure out what is the problem, how best can I help you, and as we've talked about many times, if me buying the house directly from them isn't the solution, then I can offer them other solutions. So hopefully that wasn't too much of a run-on statement there.
No, I think it makes perfect sense.
But that's really, I got to thinking, that's a very important aspect, I think, that I serve my clients and customers better, because most agents, they can't get to know how to best serve that seller, whereas I can sit down with the seller and do that.
Now, why can't they are they prohibited from talking to the seller, or do they have to go through their real estate representative, or how does that work?
If they're a buyer or a buyer's agent, then the buyer's agent, of course, can ask the seller's agent if there are any motivating factors or why the seller is selling to see if they will divulge anything. But really, when a seller contracts a seller's real estate agent, their agent, to represent them, it's usually because that seller doesn't want anybody to know why they're selling.
Okay.
And so that can be a good or bad thing, because certainly, depending on the motivational factors, some buyers might throw a lower offer out there. But at the same time, that's maybe what is in the best interest for the seller, is getting something done quickly, selling the house as is, without any repairs or anything else. And so there are certainly some times when I don't think when multiple agents are involved, that's doing that seller particularly the best service.
Well, and you said a couple of things. So you said, number one, the buyer's agent does not know the motivation of the seller typically, and they're going through the seller's agent, and there could be a little bit of a disconnect. I mean, the more people you have in the communication chain, the more opportunities for misunderstanding or just maybe lack of information. So I love the fact that you can sit down directly with the person who needs to sell their house, understand their motivations, understand the entire situation, and then present multiple different options, even if it could be retail, but it could be, to sell the house as is. You may leave a lot of stuff behind that you can take care of. You may take everything with you, but the point is they're dealing directly with you. We've cut out all of these agents, and you are able to buy their house directly. I know, because you've worked with some of my clients, that the money appears in their bank account in fairly short order, and it's just such a smooth, seamless transaction.
Correct. Again, it's providing the service that the seller finds value in those benefits. And again, for 28 years I've been doing this.
Yeah.
So for 28 years, it's amazed me that there are still real estate agents that think that the only thing that's important to a seller is the highest price for their house, mm-hmm. the highest sale price for the house,
yep.
Within the next 6 months or whatever it is when they list and sell a house. And they just don't seem, some agents just don't seem to understand that there are other benefits or features that someone like myself offers that are of value or sometimes a great deal of value to sellers.
Well, here's a huge value for me is, and I swore to goodness I'll never do this again. We'll see how that works out, but I'm going to try it. I don't want to get a phone call 10 minutes before someone is in my house and I have to kind of pick up a little bit. I have to leave my house for an hour and then come back and I have strangers walking all around my house. And I hated that. And we had little kids and not, now they're not so little anymore. So it would just be mainly my wife and I, but I don't ever want to do that again. And so that is, so there's a benefit in you. And if you sell your house with working with Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, you know, that will take care of that. You're not going to have strangers showing up in your house and a 5 minute phone call and you got to get out for an hour.
Correct. And, even more, I don't know if extreme is a good word,
yep.
but, you know, that's kind of an inconvenience for a typical seller. But we've certainly worked with people in the past where there was a member of the family that couldn't leave the house.
Ah, okay. Yep.
For different medical issues where that wasn't an option.
Yeah.
And so they knew that I could discreetly come in just myself, inspect the house, see what's there, and see enough that I was able to make an offer and tell them what else I could do for them.
Yeah.
And I solved their problem. I solved what needed to be solved so that they could make the move from where they were to where they needed to get to.
If this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All real estate agents offer multiple ways to sell your house. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Experience Glowing Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Isn't the best one, then I refer them to a good traditional agent to take care of them that way. But my main goal is taking care of the client in the best way that we can. And so, again, expounding from what we were talking about earlier, it does surprise me, especially after this many years and the way the real estate market is and has been, that agents won't explain the other options that a seller has out there. And really trying to figure out what the best solution is for them and offering that to them.
Okay, and that makes sense. That makes sense. So, again, for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck. Here's the toll-free number, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. Or you could go online, excellent website, homedownsizing.com. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, what are some of the challenges that our listeners may face when if they're trying to find a contractor to complete some projects around the house?
Sure. And this is really another subject, just like the real estate agent and solutions that we talked about here. Another thing that has hit me close to home, especially after this many years, that it never seems to get easier, is finding contractors that will show up and do what they say they're going to do.
Mm.
Even for me, it's been a challenge.
Wow.
A couple projects, one last fall that was started, last winter, that should have taken maybe two and a half months, took six.
Oh, wow.
And one currently now that started in middle of January that should have taken 30 to 45 days at the most. Basically just a cosmetic updating of a house.
Yeah.
I think we're finished today.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So it's that's about 3 months worth of 30 to 45 days.
Correct. And especially when apparently the first contractor just left the job.
Oh, my gosh.
And so my agent that I work with that has been in real estate a long time, has a lot of contacts, supposedly was going to get another person in middle of March or end of March. And all I kept hearing was, it'll be done next week. It'll be done next week.
Oh, boy.
Next week comes, it'll be done next week. It'll be done. Okay, it really will be done next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
When that happens, that something that you think you can count on a person to tell you, then, okay, just perform what you're selling and what you're telling me.
Just do what you say you're going to do.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so from a consumer standpoint, I guess, for a person that maybe has owned a house for 20, 30, or 40 years, it really can be a challenge to find contractors. If you want to sell a house and maximize the value, that's always an option. But then it's finding the contractors, getting bids, and hopefully they're going to show up and complete the job the way that they say they're going to be done. If a seller has family members or people that they know firsthand that can do these projects, that's a great option too. I'm not going to dissuade anybody from that.
Sure.
If they can make improvements to the house and build value in the house to sell it at a very economical price. So if you're going to spend $2 and get $5 back, that's a pretty easy answer if that can be done well.
Yeah.
And on the seller's time frame. But if you're going to go through the whole process of finding someone, getting bids, and monitoring them.
And being the general contractor, essentially, at that point.
Correct.
Yeah.
And even finding a general that will manage those things. You know, all these things it's to find good people, like in anything.
Sure.
To find good people, though, seems to be a challenge, and that's never changed.
All right. So you said a lot. So here I could... One of the challenges I see with this is if someone says, well, you know, we may get X dollars out of the house, but we're going to have to put about $50,000 or $60,000 in. We're going to need a new roof. We're going to need some concrete work. We're going to need paint, you know, maybe some flooring or hard countertops, whatever it is. And so you have this long laundry list. One of the challenges is, especially, and I know you work with a lot of seniors who are preparing to at least downsize, maybe move to a senior apartment or maybe even move to a care community. A lot of times that is a little bit more of a time-sensitive situation. If the spot's open, are you going to take it? Are you going to wait till the next time? And who knows when the next apartment might be available? And so it's a time-sensitive situation. Do you have time to wait on all of these contractors to get all of this work done? Is it really worth it? And sometimes the answer is no, it's not worth it. We don't have that much time. It makes more sense to sell the house as is net for what the net value is and not mess with all of that. There's a huge convenience, and that's an excellent service for not everyone, but for a lot of folks that is.
Correct. And you hit on one thing, the timing issue. I've worked with a few different individuals where they had been kind of on the fence for months, and one time I can remember a couple of years that this person was considering selling from the time that they first contacted us. And then I got kind of a frantic phone call that says, this community has a ground floor unit that can take pets, take my dog, and I'm not going to go anywhere without my dog.
Right.
And so I need to sell. We need to do something in the next 2 weeks or that apartment's going to be gone.
Oh, boy. And a ground floor will take pets, and the openings on that particular apartment are few and far between. So, yeah,
correct.
He or she would have to jump on that one pretty fast.
That's correct. So timing and being able to work with a person's time constraints is another benefit that we offer that can be of some or a lot or no value, depending on the person.
Well, and the other thing that I've always appreciated about your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions, is the opposite of that. I need to sell my house, have the cash in hand, and then wait for that opening to occur. And you'll allow a person to stay in that house even after opening for a period of time, waiting for that apartment or that space to become available.
That's correct. That's the other side of the catch-22, is a person not wanting to leave the house until they have something open, but they don't want to worry about if the house is sold at the last minute either. So, yes, that's another benefit of value.
All right. Again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Be sure to ask Ben about a free workbook and how that you can get your own very own copy of this free workbook. It is super, super handy, and it's just an excellent tool. And Ben, you're a veteran. This is a veteran-owned company. Thank you for your service. You can't go wrong. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free. And you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm really excited to announce that Senior Care Live, the Senior Care Live, the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, we have added a new partner, News Radio 923 is with three different stations. So it's WNRP 1620 AM, 92.3 FM, and 95.3 FM in Pensacola, Florida. And and I also wanted to say thank you to program manager Bobby Rossi for adding Senior Care Live to your lineup every Saturday morning, effective today, May 17th. So, again, we're in Pensacola, Florida, and welcome to the program. I always like to say if you're new to the program, give us, you know, three or four or five listens, you will be hooked. I think you might be even hooked after the first time. But again, if you're new to the show, the mission of this program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And as it happens to work out, a large number of people working in the business of senior care also listen to this program. I get calls, emails, texts from folks all the time saying, hey, I heard your show. It's fantastic. Keep up the great job. And that would be the three large groups or distinctive groups listening to this program. So again, Pensacola, Florida, thank you. Welcome to the family. And again, I appreciate the opportunity. I think it's a privilege. It's my honor to be there, and I hope you do enjoy the show. Okay, so this is Bear My Soul time. I had a major health scare very recently. So I'll give you the Reader's Digest version, the Cliff's Notes version, or as Darren, our producer extraordinaire, he said, Steve, get that updated. The TikTok version. So, all right, so I'm going to give you the short version of what happened. So it was a Monday evening, about 6 p.m. I'm sitting in my home office at my desk just wrapping up the day, and all of a sudden I felt dizzy, and not spinning room dizzy. I felt lightheaded, like I was going to faint or pass out. And I'm like, what in the world is that? And I knew it wasn't right, and it was persistent, and it was not going away. So my wife is on her way home. She's a registered nurse, works really long hours. She's awesome. But she was on her way home, and I said, honey, when you get home, can you take me to the emergency room? And, you know, I told her what was going on. I said, it's not right.
So she took me up there. They did all the quick testing, and they said, you didn't have a heart attack. We don't think you're having a heart attack. We don't believe you had a stroke. We don't think you're having a stroke. That's great news. They said, but we don't know what's going on. We're going to have to do a lot more testing. So the physician on staff at that time said, why don't we admit you so that we can run a ton of tests for you, you know, very quickly. Obviously, something's causing this. It was not going away. So I stayed overnight. They did CAT scans, echocardiograms, all kinds of stuff. I mean, tons and tons of testing. Tuesday morning, my wife and I are sitting there in the hospital room, and I'm kind of suspecting that maybe I'm a new diabetic or something, you know, irritating like that. I'm not sure, you know. And so this hospitalist walks in, and he sits down next to me. He goes, well, Steve, it looks like we found a mass on your brain. And he just kept on talking just like it was kind of a normal thing. And I'm like, whoa. What? Whoa. Stop. What did you just say to me? Well, we found a mass on your brain. And I just couldn't believe it. So he said, we need to do some more testing. We need an extensive MRI, blah, 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 blah. We're going to do that this afternoon for you because we need to know what we're dealing with. So I don't know if you, any of you have ever had some bomb just dropped on you like that. And I'm like, buddy, you couldn't have eased me into that just a little bit? I mean, come on. So, Steve, hey, we found a mass on your brain, and he's just talking like it's some normal, like you're working on a car. I'm like, dude, this is me. I can't believe you just said that to me. So you immediately go to all the dark places. I knew for sure I was a walking dead man. Just tell me how long I have. I knew. I was so upset about so many things, and this is the TikTok short version of all of this stuff. But so they took me in, they got me an MRI Tuesday afternoon, and this is a long MRI. This thing was over 50 minutes long, with and without contrast, and they worked over my brain, and they looked into every single corner and nook and cranny and everything else. So that was Tuesday afternoon. We didn't get any information. And then something incredible happened Wednesday morning. If you know me, you know that I believe in God, and I am very faithful in my beliefs and my faith. And I know that doesn't mean a lot to some people, but it means everything to me. And so I woke up Wednesday morning knowing that I was going to die. That's what I thought. I woke up perfectly calm. I mean, completely calm and under control. And then I had the strangest thought enter my mind, and that was, I'm not afraid of brain surgery. I'm just not afraid of it. And, of course, neither one of those things make any sense whatsoever. It makes no sense whatsoever. But through all the prayer, I know that God was just keeping me calm and under control, fully under control. So I completely melted down and lost it the day before, as far down as you could possibly melt. But that morning, I woke up calm, peaceful, under control. Then the same hospitalist comes in about the same time Wednesday morning. Steve, well, we looked at the MRI, and we have some better news. It is not a malignant tumor. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It is not a malignant tumor. He said, look, if you have one of those, they grow fast. They grow these little tentacles. And he said, there's not a lot we can do about that. He said, you have a cyst, a benign arachnoid cyst. And Steve, we can deal with that. And at that second, I thought, thank you, Jesus, I have a chance.
And then he said, look, this whole thing is so bizarre. And then he said, Steve, we're going to schedule you an appointment with your brain surgeon. I'm like, oh, my gosh. What? So I talked to the brain surgeon, and he assures me this is a relatively simple procedure. He shows me pictures of this thing. Look, so my cyst, I named him Frank. And I'm like, Frank's got to go. And Frank is about an inch long, and he's in the shape of kind of a peanut or kind of a bean. He's got little indentations in the middle of him. And part of the problem with Frank, well, so it's full of cerebral fluid. It's supposed to be there, but it's not able to escape. So it's like this balloon blowing up and it's crowding things out. It moved my pituitary gland off to the side and the back, not where it's supposed to be. It's still functioning fine. But so Frank needs to go on a diet, or Frank needs to. He said, well, I can't remove it, so I'm just going to burst it. I'm going to cut some holes in it and just release the fluid. That's the problem. And then fluid can kind of come and go through the holes that I make. And there we go. So I had brain surgery, which is not. Who says that? I mean, it's not anything that I thought I would ever say in my entire lifetime. I did get a new lease. I did get a chance. I have successfully made my way through brain surgery. And I'll tell you what, I had it on a Tuesday morning, and it was a four-hour-long surgery with two surgeons to go through my nose and my sinus into the brain, deal with Frank, back out, patch up, the whole thing. And by Friday morning, I woke up at home, and I felt normal. 72 hours after a four-hour-long brain surgery. Praise God. That's all I have to say about it. Thank you so much, and thank you for everyone, my family, my closest friends all knew about it. Darren knew, everyone, a lot of folks knew about it. And now I just wanted to share with you that I had a scare. I made it through it. I was spared. My work in this world is not finished yet. And I'll tell you what's happened. You get a new perspective when you feel like you stared death in the face and you came out victorious. Everything has changed.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Former Navy SEAL Rick Robinson founded Veterans Fitness Connection in Nashville, a fitness program designed to help veterans regain their physical and mental strength. The program focuses on building camaraderie through group workouts and outdoor activities like hiking, kayaking, and weightlifting. Rick uses his own experience with physical and mental recovery to inspire others, offering a space for veterans to find their strength again. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Are you one of the 7 in 10 Americans reporting peak financial stress?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
70% of Americans are financially stressed, but 40% of those people are taking multiple days off work to cope with it. If that's your plan, you're doing it wrong.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Joe Biden weighs his responsibility for the 2024 loss. Donald Trump takes charge in tariffs, but has he already left it too late? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So just to put a cap on that kind of shocking story with a good ending, I had so many people praying for me and my church and my family, and I'll tell you what's really comforting is you get to see how many people just really care about you, really love you. It's humbling. It's I never want to go through that crap again, though. Let me just say that, all right? So, but I do. I have a new perspective, and I was sharing with Darren here that there are some things that have just kind of made me kind of teary. One of them was seeing the Pope introduced for the first time, and it was a big surprise. And I'm not even Catholic, but I was just moved by the magnitude and the drama of it all. I was moved to tears. And several things here recently have been just moving me to tears. And I texted my friend down in Atlanta, Georgia, and I told him something that moved me to tears. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me? You know, and he texted right back and he said, maybe you appreciate, see, how did he say that? Maybe you appreciate everything more because of Frank and you're just seeing everything differently. And I'm like, you know what? And that's what I mean by everything has changed. My perspective, everything has changed. My sense of urgency, everything has sharpened. I mean, the whole thing, even my eyesight, and Darren, you had asked me about, you know, my my eyesight. One thing I didn't share was that
I'm over here.
I'm looking over here. Yeah, no. But Frank had grown up so high that he was stretching my optic nerve way out of bounds. And that thing had to be just as thin as anything. And so by collapsing that cyst, it took all this stretching, you know, pressure off of my optic nerve. I swear I can see just a little bit better now, just a few weeks
ago. How many fingers am I holding up?
50. No, no, no. Three.
I was just thinking, Frank made you Frank.
Yeah. It's crazy. But, I appreciate everything more. I don't take anything. You know what? We're all supposed to take every day as a blessing. And guess what? We don't. We don't do that. We take every single day for granted. Oh, I'll get to it in the next day or two, or oh no, maybe next month we'll do. Well, guess what? We know this too. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised next month. There's no guarantee we're going to make it next year. And we waste how much time? We waste how many days? We're not supposed to take anyone for granted, because they may not be here tomorrow either. We take everything. I'm feeling preachy, Darren, but we take everything and everyone for granted. And we take every day. We don't treat it as a gift. We just treat it as, oh, ho, hum. Well, guess what? I did that, but I'm not doing that anymore. And, you know, when you feel like telling someone that you care about, or you feel like telling someone, you know, I love you, but you hold back for some reason. Why do we do that? Why don't we just tell them? I stopped holding back. People probably think I've lost my mind. But I'm just telling you, I came out of this a different person in a real positive way. I don't take anything for granted. I don't take anyone for granted. And I don't take time for granted. I don't take the day for granted. I do believe every day is a blessing, and now I'm acting like it. So anyway, now I'm done with my preaching. So I don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but you know, last week I did a consumer alert about, you know, some of these free referral services. As you can, if you want to hear about a lot of like phenomenal, stunning, jaw-dropping information about these free referral services promising to help you find a place for your mother or father, your elderly loved one, just check out last week's podcast of Senior Care. Go to SeniorCareLive.com, go to podcast or any of the major platforms. And it was the one from last week, May the 10th. And there's some stunning information there. Better Business Bureau complaints publicly available. I read them on some of them online, or just on, not online, but I got them off. I got them from the online complaint part of the Better Business Bureau, but I read them on air. And then I talked about like a new flavor of these free referral services. And then I had some calls, I had some emails and everything. Asking again about, you know, how to determine if the service you're considering using is like what I described in my overview of the free, and I always say free in quotes, free referral services from last week. Look for one word, and it's a powerful word. Look for the word free. And if it's free to you, there's your clue. And when I wrote that, kind of preparing for the program today, I thought of Jeff Foxworthy. You know, there's your sign. Here's your sign.
That's Bill Engvall.
Oh, it's Bill Engvall. Yeah, okay.
Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck.
Oh, okay. You Might Be a Redneck. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to work that one in somehow. Bill Engvall. Okay. All right. So, but yeah, here's your sign. Well, this one's your. Here's, if it's free to you, I'm going to have to like trademark this one or do something. If it's free to you, there's your clue. And that's it, because these folks are not working for free, trust me. And I talked about that last week, too. So ask them the questions. These are good, fair questions. How are you able to offer me your services and your time for free? How are you able to do that?
And, you know, if they dance around these questions, again, there's your clue. There's your clue. Ask them this question. Okay. And I'm just doing a super quick review here because I had some good positive feedback on this. Ask them this question. If I choose the place that you're recommending, how much money will they pay you? That's a really good question. If they're dancing around the question, there's your clue. If the business model was just A-OK, why aren't they transparent about their revenue model and how they make money? And then I had a spoiler alert last week. I was mistakenly offered $6,750 from one of these places willing to pay these free referral services. That happened to be 100% of the first month's costs, by the way. Okay? It's a built-in conflict of interest. They have a vested interest in you choosing one of their contracted business partners. So here's a question for the regulators out there. If a realtor has to disclose how much money or commissions they earn on each real estate transaction, then why don't these free referral services have to do the same? I mean, they're finding a place for someone to live, and they get a huge commission from the place they recommend. Why shouldn't they be regulated and required to have full transparency just like the real estate business? Something to think about. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker. And Frank went on a diet. I'm Steve Kuecker with a dietary Frank here. Frank's much, much smaller now, causing me very few issues at this point. So I wish you grace and peace today and always. May God bless you and your family on this day and every day. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The chief suspect in the bombing of a California fertility clinic has been identified, SRN's Ken Lorman reports.
His name is Guy Bartkus, and lawmen still aren't sure why he planted an explosive at the building in Palm Springs yesterday, killing himself, injuring several others, and damaging the building. An initial review of writings that Bartkus left behind indicate he was obsessed with overpopulation. Authorities say no human embryos housed in the clinic were damaged in the blast.
The FBI says it's treating the attack as an act of domestic terrorism. Republicans are looking to get their massive tax cut and border security package back on track. The House Budget Committee holds a rare meeting tonight, committee meeting, after that same panel voted against advancing the measure 2 days earlier. President Trump plans to speak with the Russian and Ukrainian heads of state by phone Monday morning about ending their war.
The president's high-stakes phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern time, after which he'll speak with Ukrainian President Zelensky. On Sunday, Zelensky met with top U.S. and European officials, telling them that Ukraine is committed to a full and unconditional ceasefire. In recent days, Donald Trump has expressed his frustration with the ongoing war and lack of a ceasefire. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate after a tall ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge Saturday. An NTSB GO team being sent to New York City after the Mexican Navy training vessel apparently lost power and hit the underside of the bridge, shearing off the tops of its three wooden masts. Two crew members were killed. 19 others on the ship were hurt. The bridge over the East River has since reopened after city officials determined it suffered no serious damage from the crash. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
The fastest growing city in America last year is a suburb of Dallas.
Census Bureau says the number of residents in Princeton, Texas, increased from 28,000 to 37,000. The growth coming so fast, the city has struggled to build roads and infrastructure fast enough. The mayor says affordability has been the main draw to the area, which still has a rather small town feel, even as housing developments have quickly blanketed the entire region. Jason Walker reporting.
Food and Drug Administration approves a blood test to detect conditions in the brain tied to Alzheimer's. The test, called LumaPulse, measures two proteins found in the blood's plasma to find if the patient has plaque built up in the brain. Tests up to now have been more invasive, using brain scans and a spinal tap to confirm the presence of the plaques. News and analysis, townhall.com. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says any progress made towards a nuclear deal with Iran will amount to little more than wishful thinking.
There's no way Iran's going to dismantle its nuclear facilities. And, you know, if you want to think out of the box, then the talks break down. I hope they break down sooner rather than later, because Iran will try to drag them out so they can rebuild their air defenses and run out. The UN sanction snapback is supposed to expire in October.
Oren was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Cleanup and recovery efforts are underway after deadly storms slammed the central U.S. late Friday and early Saturday. More than two dozen people were killed, with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear confirming 18 deaths in the state alone. The storm spawned tornadoes and caused widespread devastation. Tonight in North Texas, there are tornado warnings north and east of Dallas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
That price... And while I was in Europe, I was talking to people about their healthcare system, and generally they're pretty satisfied with their healthcare system. They have virtually free healthcare, and maybe there's a little copay occasionally. There is a longer waiting time to get things, but their medications are much cheaper. However, they pay about one half of their income as taxes. So, again, kind of a trade-off. They're happy that there is a big discount on health care. But President Trump claims that it's at the expense of Americans. Americans underwrite the cost of drug development. The pharmaceutical industry argues that that's the price that we pay for innovation. We lead the world, clearly, in pharmaceutical innovation. But we pay far more for our drugs, and it's the contention of the Trump administration that that isn't fair. On the other hand, it's not clear how we're going to push off those prices onto Europeans. They're going to push back if we say, hey, you got to pay more for drugs to support the U.S. drug development initiatives. And so my first reaction when I heard about this initiative was to check the stock prices of the major pharmaceutical firms, Pfizer and Merck and Johnson, et cetera. And to my surprise, by the way, this announcement happened at the same time that there was an announcement that the steep tariffs on Chinese goods would be dramatically slashed as the result of an accord achieved through negotiations with the Chinese. And so the stock market went up that day, but I thought that there would be a real hit to big pharma stocks because, in effect, their profits were going to be slashed and that this initiative is kind of an existential threat to their revenue stream. But I was surprised because after a brief sell-off, their stocks actually went up. So how can we explain that? And my take on that is that it is very likely that these dramatic cost reductions are not going to take place because the pharmaceutical industry is very resilient. They've got three lobbyists for each legislator and government official They spend millions and millions of dollars with campaign contributions to presidential candidates and congressional candidates, and they wield a lot of influence in Washington. Plus, they got big teams of lawyers who may block this effort to initiate price controls. There are legal remedies at their disposal. So I'm not sure that we're going to see a major reduction. You may see some concessions. But can Trump, like King Canute, remember King Canute, the Danish king who stood by the seashore and tried to make the tide recede on his command? Can Trump, after King Canute, can he stem the tide of soaring prescription costs with a swipe of his pen? I'm not sure that that's really going to take place. And one of the economies, and I've got a very detailed article on this, so if you want to do a deep dive, subscribe to our newsletter, go to drhoffman.com and put in your email address, and you'll get our newsletter on a weekly basis in your inbox. Many of you already do, but useful information, and it's free. I did a deep analysis on this situation, and part of the way that there may be cost savings is by eliminating the influence of PBMs. And actually, the pharmaceutical industry has long fought PBMs because PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, are the middlemen who control drug prices at the behest of insurers. Now, essentially, that sounds like a good idea because they are the ones who make the decisions, which drugs can you get. They bargain with mass buying power for discounts. They get rebates from drug manufacturers. It's not clear what happens to those rebates. It's originally intended for patients, but the PBMs sometimes profit off them. And so PBMs have actually been the target of the pharmaceutical industry, and Trump has pledged to cut out the middlemen and make it possible for people to directly purchase drugs at the most favored nation price, he says, directly to the American citizen. The PBMs, you know, they are a classic example of a vertical monopoly. If you recall from your high school or college civics classes, there was this guy, John D. Rockefeller, who cornered the market on the oil industry, just developing at the turn of the 20th century. And what he did is he had a vertical monopoly. In other words, he controlled oil drilling. He controlled oil pipelines. He controlled oil refineries. And ultimately, he controlled gas stations. So every which way he could profit. That's what happens with insurers. Insurers bought up PBMs, and PBMs ostensibly should be a check on insurance companies and a check on pharmaceutical companies in terms of price gouging, but it often happens that, for example, your medical insurer, be it Cigna, United Healthcare, Humana, they've established PBMs to dispense drugs. The PBMs then steer customers to pharmacies or online fulfillment sites that are owned by the vertically integrated companies, and it all stays in-house. So the result of the small independent drugstores are disappearing across America. They're squeezed out by the enormous buying power of the big guys, and there have been scathing FTC reports documenting abuses by the PBMs. So the PBMs are going to come under fire. And watch your insurance portfolio when it comes to health insurers, because some of the big health insurers may come under pressure. But it's unclear what's going to happen. One thing's for sure, the price of new medications is likely to become astronomical because novel drugs that target cancer, Alzheimer's disease, or hereditary diseases even now they routinely cost five figures or more per year, sometimes more. Medicare is threatened with insolvency by 2036. And we're also trying to onshore production of medications as a national security priority, which ain't going to be cheap. It'll be expensive to retool the home front for domestic manufacture. So, well, one solution might be to go full MAHA and make Americans less dependent on pharmaceutical solutions and fixes for preventable health problems. But realistically, are Americans ready to forego their infatuation with drugs? Yeah, that's all up for grabs. So, you know, after all the fanfare and given the enormous resiliency of Big Pharma, I suspect a realistic accommodation may emerge, some incremental progress to make drugs more affordable and accessible. That would be an achievement. But to slash drug prices to the bone, I'm not sure that's going to happen, even under an aggressive MAHA agenda. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More analysis when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Breakcore Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Vitality.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm 81 and in general good shape, do a lot of things, exercise, Tai Chi. My blood pressure is excellent through deep breathing and supplements, magnesium and such. But I went for an echocardiogram, and it indicated some low to moderate pulmonary hypertension. I never heard you, even though I listened religiously for many, many, many years, I never heard you talk about pulmonary hypertension, what the causes could be, and if what nutritional approaches could be helpful. So I'd be grateful if you would address that question. A continued success to you and Lila, and I look forward to getting your comments about this issue.
Okay, so pulmonary hypertension, as distinct from regular hypertension, regular high blood pressure is high throughout your body and can put pressure on your heart and can put pressure on your brain and could put pressure on your kidneys. Pulmonary hypertension was where blood pressure is high in the lungs, and that can occur for a variety of reasons. It can be due to some sort of valvular problem in the heart. It can be due to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And other conditions like perhaps scleroderma, and some medications can contribute to it. So what happens is you get short of breath, you may have swelling in the legs, ankle, and feet. It can cause your heart to palpitate. And the treatment for it is with medication, if necessary, and sometimes with surgery. There's surgery that can work on the tricuspid valve, which can actually reduce the pressure, the backflow of blood that may cause increased pressure in the arterial bed of the lungs. In my mind, there's not much that can be done nutritionally except, maintain a healthy weight. Excess weight can put pressure on the lungs. Also consider dietary nitrates, things that are, beet extracts, and some things that can help the pumping action of the heart, coenzyme Q10, magnesium, ribose, L-carnitine. These are some of the things that can actually help the heart pump blood more effectively so that blood doesn't back up into the lungs and cause increased pressure. But so those are some of the considerations with pulmonary hypertension. With a low degree of it, this is something you can just watch and probably won't affect you materially. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Joe Biden weighs his responsibility for the 2024 loss. Donald Trump takes charge in tariffs. But has he already left it too late? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Solving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder.
It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be taking some of your recorded calls momentarily, but here's an interesting story on the technology of braziers. Howard Hughes. Remember Howard Hughes? Kind of an eccentric genius in the 1930s and 1940s. He was an aircraft engineer and an entrepreneur. And also, he was a movie producer. He was said to have designed a special cantilevered bra to emphasize the ample assets of one of his stars, with whom he was having an affair, Jane Russell. Jane Russell, if you don't remember, she actually adorned the sides of B-24s and B-29s and B-17s. So she was a favorite of the greatest generation, the GIs and Air Force guys who fought World War II. And he applied his engineering background, his aeronautical engineering background, to the problem of designing an ideal push-up bra. And when asked about this episode, Jane Russell wrote this. She said, Howard decided it wouldn't be as hard to design a bra than it would be to design an airplane. But when I went into the dressing room with my wardrobe girl and tried it on, I found it uncomfortable and ridiculous. Believe me, he could design planes, but a Mr. Playtex he wasn't. Well, they're still trying to address the issue of the ideal bra. And the latest iteration of bra technology is the sports bra. It's part of athleisure, right, which is a whole category of clothing these days, with the advent of elastic fibers and spandex. Sport bras are becoming extremely popular in the health and fitness world. And the bra industry often emphasizes, quote, bounce reduction as a key indicator of a bra's performance. Now, there's no question that if you're a moderate to large busted lady and you try to engage in sports, in jogging, it's going to be uncomfortable. So you want a nice, high support sports bra to reduce breast bounce. But this very interesting new study on this in the European Journal of Sports Science, and they took a really high-tech approach to this. A team from the School of Psychology, Sport, and Health Sciences at the University of Portsmouth in the UK employed advanced tools, including motion capture, force platforms, and a 3D surface scanner to investigate the effects of breast movement on spinal rotational forces. It's the first of its kind study. They examined how varying levels of breast support influenced torso motion, breast forces, and spinal moments during running. Now, why this is important is that sports bras, if not tight enough, your breasts will bounce and they'll cause discomfort. But if too tight, the thought is they might increase the risk of back pain. And the principle is, like shock absorbers, if they're too tight, you know, you have a very tight suspension, like in a European sports car, you're going to feel the road. Right? You can feel every bump in the road. And so the simulated conditions show that bras eliminating breast movement led to higher spinal pressure, which could elevate the risk of low back pain. And so the professor leading the study, often referred to as the bra professor, he's been doing this research for decades, he said, quote, "These findings suggest that striving for maximum bounce reduction may inadvertently pose challenges to spinal health during activities like running." So the Goldilocks principle applies to sports bras. Yes, you want some bounce reduction, but you don't want 100% restraint because, in effect, your breasts act as a counterweight, kind of like shock absorbers. If completely restrained, they will translate those concussive pressures to your lower back. Last year, the research group in breast health bra testing unit celebrated its 10th anniversary. In the past decade, the unit has monitored the performance of over 700 sports bras on over 8,000 women. So this is a major scientific endeavor to unlock the optimal support. Folks, I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes, and it is really one of the major overlooked components in digestive health. A lot of people can achieve reduction in their digestive symptoms if they would simply turn to digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also improve your absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss, so now I'm very happy to tell you about Holozyme. Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a really comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without severely restricting your diet, without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested food, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing your nutrients more efficiently, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. To find out more and order, visit HealthyGut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's HealthyGut.com for Holozyme. Okay, it's often the contention, and I've heard this echoed very frequently, that Americans need to cut down their intake of meat because it is said, this is one of the linchpins of the plant-based diet movement, that compared to the rest of the world, we disproportionately consume animal protein. And it's bad for the environment. It's not fair to the rest of the world. We're accelerating climate change, and we're hogging all the resources that should be more equitably distributed to other countries who are in need of nutrition. And so I recently came across an article, which is a survey of the meat consumption, animal protein consumption of people across the world. And while it is true that folks in the United States consume more animal protein, by the way, that category includes unprocessed red meat, processed meat, seafood, eggs, milk, cheese, and yogurt, okay, all of the above, while it is true that we do consume more than many poor countries, for example, more than in sub-Saharan Africa and more than in South Asia, some of the poorer countries, Cambodia, Myanmar, Thailand, etc., it turns out that we do not lead the world in consumption of animal protein. And this was very evident to me during a recent trip to Central Europe, where for breakfast, yeah, they serve eggs, and yeah, there's a cereal option, and there's a bread option, but there's also lots of things like liverwurst and cold cuts and bratwurst, little frankfurters, various kinds, and sausages of all manner, and lots of different cheese options. That was breakfast, whereas an American might, you know, consume a bowl of oatmeal. So when compared to high-income countries, the United States is actually slightly behind in terms of consumption of animal protein. And when compared to Central or Eastern Europe or Central Asia, we're actually way behind. They consume about 50% more in terms of animal protein. So while overall the world trails the United States in consumption of animal protein, there are other parts of the world where culturally it is acceptable to consume lots and lots and lots of meat. And that was my impression, you know, going to Bavaria, there was Wiener Schnitzel and Bratwurst, and in Hungary, chicken paprikash and stuffed cabbage stuffed with meat or pork. And there are many, many high meat options that propelled the diets of folks in those countries to be relatively high in animal protein. So there you have it. We do not lead the world in animal protein consumption. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit HealthyGut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's HealthyGut.com, HealthyGut.com for Holozyme.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I heard the call to serve. So I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll be taking some of your calls later in the program. But first, I read an article last week, and it appears in our newsletter, and you can find it at DrHoffman.com. There's a drop-down menu that says Read, and you can read all the articles that we posted, even if you don't subscribe to our newsletter. It's free. The article is titled, Why Is It Harder to Keep the Fat Off As You Grow Older? Say you're 48 or you're 59 or 72 like I am, and you exercise vigorously and you follow a disciplined low-carb diet, but the scale keeps ticking upward and fat appears in all those undesirable places. You develop love handles, a muffin top, the six-pack disappears, and you start developing embarrassing back fat and underarm fat, and you're doing all the right things. You're even more abstemious than you were in your 20s and 30s, and you're trying to keep up with daily exercise. And what's worse is that this is the cosmetically obvious fat. And what is more concerning is the fat that is invisible, the fat that lines our intestinal organs, so-called visceral fat, and it tends to accumulate with age. That's just a fact. And that's bad news for blood sugar regulation. It can lead to insulin resistance and eventual outright diabetes, and that's a pathway to all kinds of problems, inflammation, and kidney disease, and brain disorders, and so on. So around 10 years ago, I wrote an article entitled 10 Reasons Why It's Not Your Fault, You're Fat. And the theme was that contrary to conventional wisdom, you know, we're not like cars. We don't conform to the traditional law of thermodynamics, you know, energy in, energy out. Other factors play a role, whether you're insulin resistant or if you have inflammation or your hormones are changing. Medications can slow fat burning, even environmental toxicity can be a way that your body burns fat less efficiently. And also, you know, as we age, we slow down. We have decreased endurance, and musculoskeletal pain may limit our ability to pound out the miles on the track. And so we tend to have more difficulty with fat accumulation as we age. But there's a new paper that is a revolutionary new theory about why that could occur. And I haven't seen it reported on very much in the conventional press. It's very important. An intriguing new study in Science entitled Distinct Adipose Progenitor Cells Emerging with Age Drive Active Adipogenesis. I'll break it down for you, but what it means is our fat cells proliferate as a natural consequence of aging. You hear a lot about stem cells. People are getting injections of stem cells to rejuvenate and for repairing organs that aren't functioning well. And it turns out that our stem cells indeed do decline in number and function as we age. But when it comes to our stem cells that produce adipocytes or fat cells, they actually increase with age, according to a recent study. The researchers found that adipogenesis is unlocked during middle age, particularly in males. And so this explains to some degree what's happening is that, contrary to the rest of your stem cells that are declining, the stem cells that cause fat cells to proliferate are increasing as you age. And maybe this is kind of an evolutionary adaptation to fend off disease or starvation, but it is part of our biology, and it limits our ability to burn off fat. It's tough luck. Folks, it's a scientific fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country, and I have been preaching this for decades. Taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover BrightCore Nutrition's Vitality. It's a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. There's patented Mega Natural BP grapeseed extract, MenaQ7, and which is a form of vitamin K2, and microactive coenzyme Q10, plus nature's natural heart helpers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and order, just go to mybrightcore.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 25% off and free shipping. But for an even better deal, try it this way. Call in to receive up to 50% off and free shipping. The number is 888-592-9909, an even better deal. Also, when you call, they'll give you a free bottle of vitamin D3 along with your order. Again, that number is 888-592-9909 to speak to BrightCore's expert staff and get that 50% discount. They'll answer all of your questions. This item, and it's from the New York Times, which is not exactly a proponent of MAHA and the Trump administration, but a critic of the Trump administration has this to say: Kennedy is right about the chemicals in our food. So, notwithstanding their opposition to the Trump administration, they write, in the United States, an estimated 10,000 additives are allowed in the food we eat, and the way that we validate these chemicals is slipshod. It's something that European regulators do, but we don't check if new science has emerged suggesting that they might be dangerous. So in short, the rules that are supposed to protect Americans from food hazards don't reflect the reality of how people eat or how they get sick today. And they say that Mr. Kennedy may be sloppy on the details, but his diagnosis of the broader problem is spot on. And we need reform of our food supply. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz,
Jerry Reed,
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit PTSD.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans advance President Trump's big, beautiful bill.
After gabbling in after 10 p.m. on Sunday and meeting for just under 1 hour, the committee voted 17-16 to advance the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which would extend President Trump's tax cuts and boost his border funding priorities while reforming Medicaid and food assistance programs. Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas summarized.
Well, tonight the House Budget Committee took a critical step to passing the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and making President Trump's America First vision a reality for the American people.
Ranking Member Brendan Boyle of Pennsylvania shared his objections to the vote.
CBO is saying 13,700,000 Americans at least will lose their health care because of this bill for billionaires that was passed.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says he'll speak by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine on Monday.
President Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social site Saturday that he'll be speaking by phone on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine. Trump says that the subject will be stopping the bloodbath. Then Trump says he plans to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and members of NATO. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone on Saturday hit a bus evacuating civilians from a frontline area in Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, killing 9 people. Zelensky described the attack as deliberate killing of civilians. I'm Donna Warder.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the president should be very pleased with his just completed trip to the Middle East.
I thought it was successful on a political level. All of the news coming out of the trip every single day, all of the visuals, the hair dance, the camels, the fighter jet escorts, all of it was very impressive.
He made his comments to Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
Senator Tom Cotton says the U.S. should doubt any promises China's made about stopping the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. as part of a new trade deal.
I think that's one reason why the president and Secretary Bessent kept the 20% fentanyl tariff in place and why we have a 90-day agreement, not an indefinite agreement.
Senator Cotton chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee. FBI Director Kash Patel says the agency will leave its Washington, D.C. headquarters. According to Patel, 1,500 employees will leave the J. Edgar Hoover building on Pennsylvania Avenue because of its condition and will be relocated to locations across the country. He says, we want the American men and women to know if they're coming to work at the premier law enforcement agency in the world, then they're going to give them a building that is commensurate to that experience. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump plans to speak with the leaders of Russia and Ukraine by phone about ending the war.
The president's high-stakes phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern Time, after which he'll speak with Ukrainian President Zelensky. On Sunday, Zelensky met with top U.S. and European officials, telling them that Ukraine is committed to a full and unconditional ceasefire. In recent days, Donald Trump has expressed his frustration with the ongoing war and lack of a ceasefire. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Cleanup operations continue around the clock in several states after severe storms blasted parts of the Midwest and South earlier in the weekend, leaving at least 27 people dead. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says there are 18 weather-related deaths in his state. 10 others in the state were hospitalized in critical condition. A devastating tornado in Kentucky damaged homes and left many homeless. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
.com.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and I hope you love Bob Bailey. Because you'll hear him first as Detective George Valentine. And later as a freelance insurance investigator. Okay, before we present the penultimate installment of the Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Alder Matter, here's an offering from a mutual series that Bailey starred in for 8 years, beginning back in 1946. Supporting cast includes Francis X. Bushman as Kane, Herb Linton as Bowers, Ruth Parrott as Mrs. Egan, Joe Duvall as Charlie, Leo Cleary as Harrigan, and Francis Robinson as Claire Brooks. It's from May 3rd of 1948.
Standard of California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, invite you to Let George Do It. Another adventure of George Valentine.
Personal notice. Danger is my stock and trade. If you're up against something over your head and need help that's strictly confidential, you got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details.
Mr. Valentine, let's see if you're as good as your ad says. I am up against something that's over my head. A river. the river my company's trying to push a tunnel under. But we're getting nowhere fast. And I hate to think what the reason would be. If you figure you can help...
If you figure you can be of help, I assure you we won't haggle about price. It's signed, William Kane, President.
Kane and Bowers Tunnel Construction, huh?
Now, I wonder where I could find a diving suit with the new look.
Now, seriously, Brooksy, you must mean the West End Tunnel, the one they're having all the trouble with breakthroughs and cave-ins.
I could drop in at the Globe Department Store.
Okay, Angel, okay. But this seems like a job for an engineer, not for me.
Well, there's still no harm in talking to the nice man who insists he's not going to haggle about price.
Well, as long as you insist on being mercenary, let's get going.
Valentine, you don't know how much it means to a former sandhog like me to wind up building his own tunnel.
I think I can imagine, Mr. Kane.
He's like a kid with a chemistry set, suddenly finding out he's discovered the atomic bomb.
I realize this tunnel project's a pretty big thing, and you've had more than your share of hard luck.
Yeah, way more than my share.
What did you mean in your letter that you hate to think what the reason for these accidents might be?
Well?
I suppose I gotta tell you.
Oh, now look, Kane, if it comes that hard, maybe you want this letter back so we can forget the whole thing.
No, it's just that it's tough putting it into words.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me and my partner, Jim Bowers, we drove tunnel all over the world. Started as muckers, shoveling mud and slime. Got to be miners together, using dynamite and drills when you didn't even know what was going to happen next under the river. You'd think you'd get to know a guy after going through all that with him.
Well, let's be blunt and put it this way, Kane. You suspect your partner, Bowers, is holding up the works here, is that it?
Yeah, but I gotta be sure.
What makes you suspect him at all?
I found out that the company we outbid to get this job made Jim a big offer to come with them.
But if he's a partner here, what's the percentage for him in a deal like that?
Well, Jim's always resented that I'm better suited to run the front office up here while he has to work with the men.
Oh, I get it.
So if he could botch up this job, we lost it to the Cameron Construction Company, they'd take him in there as a big shot.
Well, you certainly must have talked this over with Mr. Bowers.
Yeah, I did, miss, and he said that he turned the Cameron offer down flat. But how can I be sure? Now all these accidents.
With Bowers always on the spot to make them happen, if that's what he wanted.
Frankly, Valentine, I don't even know how you can help me. Sandhogs are a clannish crowd. You can't go wandering around down that tunnel, snooping around.
Mr. Kane, suppose you let me give it some thought.
George.
Yeah, Brooksy.
How'd you like to buy a for instance?
Okay, Brooksy, I'll buy.
Well, for instance, if you were a reporter and I were a photographer, we could be doing a story for a national magazine. That would get us down into the tunnel to snoop.
Say, that might be an idea, that. Then you could look around. I'll tell Sanders to expect
you. Oh, now, wait a minute. Hey, look, Brooksy, that's a good for instance, all right. But this business of we...
Of course I meant we. Why do you think I came up with the idea?
Okay, you arrange it, Kane. I think we're going to take a crack at it.
Just how far down does this elevator go, Mr. Sanders?
About 30 feet, miss.
Oh, well, that's not too bad, is it, George?
No. Oh, that part of it's all right. I'm thinking of what happens later.
What are you so smug about? What do you know that I don't know?
Hey, you want to tell the lady what happens next, mister?
Well, miss, it's getting into the tunnel that you've got to worry about.
Oh?
There'll be about 40 pounds of pressure per square inch on you down there. That's why if we get to the bottom, you still got to sit a half hour in the manlock.
Manlock? What's that?
It's kind of a sealed-up room, miss. We keep shooting pressure into that while you just sit. That's so it ain't so bad for you when you get into tunnel. Get it?
I got it.
To put it more concisely, my sweet, unless they're very, very careful, the pressure of the river would come down on you and flatten you out like a jellyfish.
Oh, lovely thought.
Well, here we are. Hey, Charlie, come here. We got visitors. A reporter and a young lady to take pictures.
Oh, visitors, huh?
Yeah, it's okay. Mr. Kane knows about it.
In that case, I'd better sit in the lock with them.
Yeah, you better warn the boys. Put their shirts on, Charlie. Ladies' day.
Yeah. Right here, folks.
Okay.
All right, step in.
Thank you.
Hey, looks like a bank vault.
Yeah, almost. Important thing is to seal it airtight. You'll see what I mean when I close this door.
George, what's that? Huh?
That's the air from the tunnel coming in through this valve, lady. When the pressure in here is the same as it is out there, that big door opens by itself. Then you're ready to go on to the river.
Hmm. Won't you sit down, Miss Brooks?
Yeah, it usually takes about a half hour.
Oh.
Just about a minute more now.
You all right, Brooksy?
Well, I'm just swell. But my ears...
It's even worse coming out. You're in too much of a hurry. That's when you can get the chokes and the bends.
Nothing like having things to look forward to.
You'll have to put these little metal tags around your neck.
Huh?
What are these, Charlie?
All sand hogs wear them. It's in case you're found staggering around. Tells the cops not to throw you in with the drunks, but to rush you back here to this decompression chamber. If they don't waste much time, you'll probably live.
Oh, goody.
Hey, you sound like an old sandhog yourself, Charlie. You can't stay away from tunnels, huh?
Old Mr. Valentine? I'm just like Jack Benny. I'm still 38. I was the same age when I helped build the Holland Tunnel back east. Just got out here a few months ago. Well, that's that. There goes the door. It's okay for you to go into the tunnel now.
All right. Come on, Brooksy.
Oh, it's like the inside of a furnace in here.
But there's all this nice water to slush through.
Oh, God.
That ought to help keep cool things off.
George.
Hey, you can still put your bank in there with Charlie.
Oh, no. I was just thinking of my nylons. Let's go.
Okay, everybody, clear. We're blasting!
Blasting, George!
Go ahead, Hagen! All right, let us go! Well, that'll do it. Now we can go up to the other... Hey, where'd you two come from?
You Bowers?
Yeah, what are you doing down here? With a girl to bring me more trouble.
Trouble?
Look, Mr. Kane said it was all right for me to do a story about the tunnel. The young lady is here to take the pictures.
Story? That all Kane's got to think of up there? I'd like to go up and tell him a few things.
Powers! Hey, what's going on? Powers,
George!
Got a breakthrough at the tunnel ahead.
What?
Yes. Bad this time. The scaffolding came down with a lot of guys on it.
Ah, scaffolding can come down on every job.
Young Davis is down there, caught under all that rock and sand. We got to get him out.
I'll get the ambulance, Hagen. But you get back there. Patch up that break. Go on.
Davis wouldn't be there now, Bars. If you sent that gang up tunnel far enough when the blast come off...
Look, Sandhog, don't tell me how to build a tunnel.
I'll tell you anything I want.
Okay, if you want to fight... Ah, pick yourself up and do what I said. Okay, reporter, there's a story. How we lost another day.
Yeah, what about the man you just lost?
This is one accident they won't blame on me. A woman in the tunnel's the worst jinx there is. Kane knows that. And I got a phone upstairs for an ambulance.
Well, I see the two partners are working late tonight. That's good.
Oh, Valentine.
Did you get a good story out of that accident today?
Now, look, let's stop kidding each other. You know I'm not a reporter, Bowers.
I wasn't born yesterday. I know Kane had you checking on me.
Why shouldn't I? You know we can't go on much longer this way, and you're in charge. A little bribe from the Cameron Company, and you...
Another crack like that, and I'll...
Okay, break it up, boys. Break it up. Let me do some talking. What I have to say will be short and to the point.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did some checking today. Bowers isn't the only one who might profit by these accidents. You could too, Kane.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah, let's hear some more.
I had a talk with a city engineer. He said he doesn't know how you can do this job on the bid you put in.
I admit I was figuring close to the line, but we would have made it if things went right.
Ah, so the boy in the stiff shirt comes up with another bad deal, huh?
And, Kane, you had the foresight to take out insurance to protect you in case you went broke building this tunnel.
Well, that's a natural precaution.
Oh, yeah. But it was a personal insurance policy, taken out in your name, not for the firm.
What's that, Jim? I know how you've been spending money, so I paid the premiums, but I was only thinking of the company.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, Kane. The insurance company would pay off if none of these accidents could be traced to you, and you'd be saved from a ruinous bid.
Yeah, but that's how it might
look. Look, gentlemen, if there's one thing I don't like, it's to be kidded along. Now, do you still want me to find out what's behind those accidents?
I have nothing to fear, Valentine. That's why I hired you.
I know I'm clean. Go right ahead, Valentine.
Okay. If you're sure that's what you want.
Of course.
You heard what I said.
Yeah, but just remember, if I dredge up something from the bottom of that river that you don't like, you're the guys who ordered it.
You're listening to Let George Do It on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
7% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
And now, let's return to Let George Do It on When Radio Was.
And now back to tonight's adventure, George Valentine and a million-dollar tunnel burrowing deep under a riverbed, a series of unexplained accidents that stopped the job cold. Why? That's the answer George has to supply. But so far, all he's learned is the rather startling fact that both partners in the contracting firm of Kane & Bowers have their own good reasons for wanting to see the tunnel left unfinished. Right now, George and Claire have just entered Hogan's Hog Pen, hangout of the Sand Hogs, where Big Bill Kane is talking to his workers.
And I know we've been falling behind down in the tunnel, but you know Jim Bowers and me were sand hogs ourselves. We can lick this job, and I've even hired Valentine here to make sure about them accidents. Now, here's an offer. You make up for lost time, and I paid time and a half to every man from then on.
I could smell that better, Brooksy, if I didn't know about that insurance policy Kane took out.
Yeah. Now, look, boys. That offer my partner just made you suits me, too. Just wanted you to know.
I could swallow that easier if I didn't know about the offer Bowers got from that other construction company.
Well, I don't know about you boys, but I still have my doubts.
Oh, it's our cheerful old friend from the Manlock.
Don't get me wrong, Mr. Kane. I like making extra money. But when a job like this gets off on the wrong foot, it never straightens out.
All right, Charlie, you're just getting the jitters.
All right, go on and laugh. But I wouldn't be surprised that if we pushed that tunnel another 50 yards, we'd run into a ledge of gravel and hardpan. Boulders will never get past. Just more trouble.
Now, what we want to know from you boys is, are you with us or not? Oh, fine. That's all we want to hear. The drinks are on Kane and Bowers. Go and get it.
Come on, Brooksie.
Where are we going, George?
Just riding a hunch. We've got to be someplace before 5 o'clock.
I wish you'd hurry, Mr. Valentine. You know the Bureau of Harbors and Waterways closes at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, sure. Be through in a minute. Yeah, I think I found the map I want.
Topographical survey, riverbed, section V, Oleander through Perry Street.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's just where the tunnel is being built, George.
Huh? Very interesting. Yeah, and this would be around Pier 19.
What are you talking about?
I'm not quite sure, Brooksy. But we're going to ride that hunch a little harder. Hey, you the watchman on this pier, Pop?
Yep, been here for the last 15 years.
Huh? Hey, would you tell me something?
Yeah?
Those white bubbles coming up there in the river.
Yeah, that's why they're working on a new tunnel, son. That's as far as they got in all these months.
Yes, we read they're having a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and they keep working day and night, too. Can always tell by the position of that trawler out there just where they're working.
You don't say?
Yep, she's there every night, too. Sort of keeps right ahead of the tunnel. I can tell that by the bubbles that come up out of the water.
I wonder what the trawler has to do with the tunnel.
Yeah, I don't know. Man goes over the side in a diving suit every night. Suppose that's got something to do with the tunneling job, though. Probably he's kind of a traffic cop down there. Clears out the fish so that they can go ahead.
Traffic cop, huh? Hey, Pop, you've been a great help. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now where, George?
Angel, what do you say I hire a motorboat and we take a nice romantic ride on the river?
Okay, George, I agree with you. A trawler on top of the river has nothing to do with the building of a tunnel under the river.
Then, Brooksy, why is it here every night, always just ahead of the shield of the tunnel? Now, that's more than a coincidence.
There it is, up ahead.
Uh-huh.
What are we going to say to whoever's aboard? May we drop up for a cup of old-fashioned clam chowder?
If you don't mind, young lady, I'll do the talking.
As always.
Hey, up there. Hey, can we come aboard?
Anybody home?
No, and get away from here.
Well, the truth is we ran out of gas.
Can you hear me? I said get on your way.
Well, surely you can spare enough gasoline just...
I say you didn't understand what I said.
George!
Hey, what are you trying to do?
Next time I won't miss. I'll get away from here and spare.
George, what's going on around here?
Look, Brooksy, I caught the name on that trawler. It's the Martha M. Tomorrow morning, first thing, check on the registry. See who owns it. Then pick me up at the tunnel.
Tunnel early this morning, Mr. Valentine.
I had to look around, Charlie. How long have I been sitting here in the manlock?
Oh, just about 15 minutes.
Seems like I just got in here. And Charlie, I don't feel so good.
You'll be okay. You're an old hand at this now. You've been up and down here a couple of times.
But it seems like I got hammers in my head, beating away. And you look like six guys lined up 6 miles away.
You'll be okay when you get some fresh air.
Hello? Hey, look, officer. I know where I want to go. Help me, will you?
Yeah, you need a lot of help, mister. I've been watching you weaving down the block.
I'm very sick. I feel rotten.
I wonder why.
I think I got the bends.
Yes, and you've been bending over the bar too much.
Hey, take me back, officer. The tunnel.
There's only one place I'm taking you, to jail. So you can sleep it off. Come along with you now.
Look, Mr. Kane. Mr. Bowers, I know Mr. Valentine was here at the tunnel this morning.
Okay, but what are you so excited about, Miss Brooks?
He was supposed to meet me at the shaft, and he never would have gone without leaving some kind of message.
I wouldn't worry about Valentine.
I found out what he wanted to know, and he was waiting for that information.
Information about the tunnel?
What kind of information?
I'll let Mr. Valentine tell you. Do you mind if I use your phone?
No, but right ahead.
Hello? Police headquarters? Let me talk to Lieutenant Riley. Okay, I'll wait.
Look, we hired your boss so we could keep this thing confidential.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's forget about ethics, boys. The man who's among the missing is someone I happen to care a lot about. Hello? Oh, Lieutenant Riley, this is Brooksy. Oh, I need your help. I can't find George. Oh, look, Lieutenant, will you check the jails and the hospitals and see what you can come up with? Oh, believe me, Lieutenant, I know what I'm talking about.
We traced him down for you, lady, but you're not taking him out of here.
Okay.
Brooksy, my head.
Oh, take it easy, darling.
Best thing is to let him sleep it off.
Can't you see this man is sick? Oh. He's got the chokes, the bends. We've got to get him back to that decompression chamber at the tunnel.
Hmm? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'll show you. Wait a minute. Look, this tag here around his neck.
I can't breathe.
Oh, so they took it off him. Brooksy. Well, here, they gave me one, too. Here, read it.
Yeah. This man is a sand hog. Decompression chamber. Rush.
Yeah.
Okay, lady, you win. And I hope we make it.
Hello, Angel.
Oh, darling, I thought you'd never open your eyes.
Hey, why doesn't somebody turn that radiator off? It's hissing.
We're back in the manlock, George. That's why you're feeling so much better.
Oh, hey, but what happened?
Well, you were down in the tunnel this morning, and you must have come up too quickly. That's why they picked you up in the street wandering around.
Oh, yeah, I remember coming up. Then everything's suddenly going blank.
I got all the dope on that trawler, the Martha M.
Yeah?
Well, it has nothing at all to do with the tunnel. It's registered in the name of C.W. Egan and his wife, Martha M. Egan.
Oh, yeah, and the Egans were out fishing. C.W. in a diving suit and Martha M. with a rifle instead of a rod and reel.
George, there's something else.
No, there couldn't be.
There was another accident in the tunnel.
Oh, what kind of accident?
I don't know.
Let me get over to that phone on the wall, Brooksy. I want to talk to Kane.
Okay, George.
Hello.
Yeah? Hello?
Bill Kane?
Yeah.
This is Valentine, Kane.
Yeah, Valentine. We're having a lot of trouble. You okay?
Oh, sure. Just dandy.
Heard you had a narrow escape.
What kind of accident was it now?
The whole tunnel nearly got flooded.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a good thing the new ship wasn't in yet. Poor Charlie, the lock tender, got killed.
Charlie?
Nobody will ever know why he was down at the tunnel face with a drill, but when we found him, he was over his head in a muck pile.
I see.
I don't know what the answer is, but it's the end of old Charlie Egan.
Egan?
George, what is it?
Sure, you know Charlie.
Egan. So that's the answer.
What's that, Valentine?
Look, Kane, get Bowers and wait for me in your office. First, I'm going to see a lady about a boat. Then I got something to say to you.
Valentine, you don't know what you're saying.
Just the same, gentlemen. It was Charlie Egan who was responsible for all the trouble here at the tunnel.
That doesn't make sense. He was just a lock tender. He gave him the job more out of pity than anything else.
Okay. Then listen to this. Do you remember what Charlie said at the hog pen?
Not particularly.
He said if the tunnel went another 50 yards, it would run into a ledge of gravel, hard pan, and boulders.
Well?
Well, the map of the Bureau of Harbors and Waterways didn't show it. But Charlie knew exactly what he was talking about.
How would he know that?
That's funny. I asked myself those same questions. How would an ordinary sandhog just in from Chicago know the exact topography of the riverbed?
Yeah.
He suspected I was getting wise and saw to it that I got a good case of the bends this morning. Just to make sure I was a dead duck, he took that tag from around my neck.
Yeah, but why? Was he crazy?
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Now, I didn't want to believe the reason myself when I found out. I talked to Mrs. Egan. She's the lady on the boat. Now, she's in the outer office right now. Suppose we have her in and see if it's any easier for you to believe her story.
Anything you say, Valentine.
Okay. Will you come in, please, Mrs. Egan?
All right.
I want you to repeat just what you told me.
Well, what shall I tell them? The two people wasted their lives looking for a will-o'-the-wisp, a treasure you were always going to find the next day.
Treasure?
Yes. Sensible people don't believe in buried treasure and sunken ships bulging with gold, but Charlie did.
Now, wait a minute.
He was the eccentric C.W. Egan, who spent a fortune and 20 years of his life looking for ships that had sunk with treasure aboard.
And fantastic as it may seem, gentlemen, he found one. Didn't he, Mrs. Egan?
Just a couple of months ago. He went down into the river every night. He kept prowling around the hull of that boat. He knew that there was gold there somewhere. And he kept saying he'd find it any day now, his treasure.
And then Kane and Bowers started to drive a tunnel.
Yeah. Charlie knew it was going to meet head-on with the Granada, the old Spanish galleon he knew was there. It became a race against time.
That's why he got a job here. Did all he could to keep the tunnel from getting any farther.
Yeah. And at night, every night, he'd go down to look some more. And I'd help him.
And today was his last desperate attempt to flood us out.
Yes. He wasn't going to see anybody get to his treasure as long as he lived. And he kept his word.
Well, Brooksy, here's the check from Kane and Bowers. That's all washed up. So what do you say we go out stepping tonight?
Oh, well, darling.
Hey, did you see the paper this morning?
No, why?
Well, they raised the Granada out of the river last night.
They did?
Uh-huh, and there was a treasure chest, just as Charlie knew all along.
Oh, so old Charlie was right after all.
Yep, a chest packed to the brim with old Spanish coins.
George, how romantic.
Oh, yeah, but old Charlie wouldn't have been too happy about it.
No, why?
No. The whole batch was worth about $100.
Let George Do It stars Robert Bailey as George with Francis Robinson here. Tonight's story was written by David Victor and Herbert Little Jr. and directed by Don Clark. Also heard in the cast were Francis X. Bushman as Kane, Herbert Litton as Bowers, Ruth Parrott as Mrs. Egan, Joe Duvall as Charlie, Franklin Pinky Parker as Sanders, and Leo Cleary as Harrigan. The music is composed and conducted by Eddie Dunstetter. Your announcer, John Heaston.
The Tunnel Project from May 3rd, 1948. Robert Bailey starred in that Mutual Detective series for 8 years, from 1946 until 1954. Then the following year, he moved over to CBS to play Johnny Dollar. And that's where we head next. I'm Greg Bell, and when we continue on When Radio Was, it's the fourth installment of the five-part storyline, The Alder Matter, right after this break.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now. And use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get the classic adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and other mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Photography lovers, listen up. There's a ton of tech and high-end features from the flagships packed into a small and compact body. It's the Nikon Z52. Chris Ogenick from Nikon has the details.
So the 20-megapixel crop sensor that's in the camera is really fantastic in low-light situations. So it doesn't matter if it's really bright out or really low light, you're going to get amazing quality. One of the biggest improvements that we'll see is actually the autofocus, and that's thanks to the new X-Speed 7 processor. So the autofocus has all the 9 subject detection options that our higher-end cameras have. It has a 3D autofocus, which essentially locks onto your subject and can track it anywhere throughout the frame, whether it's standing still, whether it's running towards you. It's really fantastic.
Check out the Nikon Z52 at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for the penultimate installment of the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Alder Matter. This originally played back on Thursday evening, August 9th, 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Dollar? There's Alder here. There must be something the matter with the house phone. I thought I rang a different room.
Doris Cole's room, Mr. Alder?
Well, yes.
That's what you got.
Now, see here, Dollar, you're not questioning that woman, badgering her.
We were simply discussing 2 headaches and the value of aspirin. Want to speak to her?
I just wanted to be sure everything was all right. Both of you running out of the nightclub with headaches like that.
Oh, everything's fine. I'd like to speak to you, though.
Sorry, it's late. I have a long day tomorrow.
I'm afraid it's important.
Good night, Dollar.
Are you thinking of arresting me, Mr. Dollar?
I'm not a policeman, Miss Cole.
You act like one. Answering my phone, sneaking into my room while I'm gone?
That evens the score, then. You had a quick look through mine earlier in the day.
Mr. Dollar.
Just what were you looking for, Miss Cole?
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Caracas, Venezuela, to the Home Office Worldwide Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, The Alder Matter. Expense account continued. Back in my own room, after saying goodnight to a sullen Doris Cole, I didn't feel the slightest qualms about having invaded her room and lying about the reason for it. Why should I? The people in the Alder house didn't seem too concerned with the truth. In fact, the whole case seemed to be a question of lie or say nothing. Consider, Billy Alder had been shot at, indicating he had a good reason to change beneficiaries 5 times in a month. And still, he was the original say-nothing fella. Keep me alive was all I could get out of him. His wife had lied, his daughter had lied, and Doris Cole, an old friend of the family, had just proved to be a walking lie. The passport I'd found in her room had her photograph, all right, but it said she was Dora Jansen. An unsigned letter in the same drawer had stated simply that the Caribbean Star would dock tomorrow. I got into bed, and an odd thought hit me. If the Caribbean Star didn't dock, would the steamship company have joined the Liars Club, too? Expense account item 7, 10 cents, 1 newspaper, bought on the La Guiara docks early next morning. My Spanish is pretty nothing, but I could read the important thing, that the Caribbean Star was due at noon. With time to kill, I drove into Billy Alder's office in Caracas. He hit the ceiling when I told him about Doris Cole's passport. I was suddenly glad I'd mentioned nothing about the letter.
Dollar, how dare you search the room of a guest in my house? How dare you?
Just returning a courtesy.
What?
Mine was searched thoroughly.
Well, that still isn't any reason for your behavior.
Oh, one-way ethics, Mr. Alder?
I've told you repeatedly, Dollar. There's only one reason I want you here.
I know. Keep you alive. But how? With handcuffs on? Now, suppose I told you to find some oil, then refused to let you dig any holes in the ground. You'd begin to smell a rat, wouldn't you?
What are you talking about?
Just about everything in this, sir.
Look, I have a very busy day.
Who is Dora Jansen, Mr. Alder, and why does she call herself Doris Cole?
You're making too much of nothing, Dollar. It isn't a crime to use another name.
That depends on the reason, doesn't it?
She's an old friend.
Oh, who isn't?
Dollar, I'm...
Aren't you tired of that tune? For a man who's afraid for his life, you've got more old friends than anyone I ever knew. Also, I haven't noticed anything particularly friendly between you.
Yeah, she's not a well woman, Dollar. I don't want you bothering.
You don't want me bothering anyone.
Exactly.
Not even the one who fired that shot at you. So I can't help getting an impression that you have a pretty good idea of who it might have been.
I told you I was busy, Dollar.
Yeah, but it's what you haven't told me I keep thinking about.
Dollar.
What?
Did you find anything else in that room beside the passport?
Why, Mr. Alder, what's happened to your sense of ethics? There was still plenty of time before the Caribbean Star would be docking, and Billy Alder's reaction had dictated my next move. The cable office in La Guayra suddenly seemed like a very important place to visit. There were too many silent mouths in Caracas, and I needed one that had something to say. Okay, miss. You can take this now.
Si, senor. How you like this to go?
Don't spare the horses.
Okay?
Cable, rush.
Ah, si. Victor Kelly, World...
Yeah, no, my lousy handwriting here. To Victor Kelly, Worldwide Mutual, Hartford, Connecticut, USA.
See?
Want all possible information, Dora Jansen, a.k.a. Doris Cole, U.S. Passport, 19B67943-11, signed Dollar.
And your address for the answer?
I'll pick it up here.
As you wish.
And lady, please...
No, senor. Don't spare the horses.
It was still early when I reached the waterfront where the Caribbean Star would soon be docking. There wasn't much point in watching the incoming passengers. I didn't even know who I was looking for. So I found a spot at the pier entrance where I could concentrate on those meeting the passengers. Here I made a grudging concession to all movie detectives. Item 7, another 10 cents, another newspaper to hide behind. And you know something? It works fine. Doris Cole, or according to that passport, Dora Jansen, was nervous, excited. And there was no trouble to stay close behind her as she met a passenger, a short, nondescript man in his late 50s. When they jumped into a cab and hurried away from the pier, they were closely followed by a man clutching an unread newspaper, me.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
The trip was a short one, about 6 or 7 blocks away. The cab in front pulled up at a cheap hotel on the waterfront. I circled the block once, got rid of my cab, and wandered into the dismal lobby. The fat, sleepy clerk made a concession. He opened one eye.
See, you look for something.
Yeah, that gentleman who just came in, I had an appointment with him. Oh, darn it, I must have left the slip of paper with his name on it in my hotel. I can't find it.
That's too bad.
You know, the gentleman that just went up to room,
Yeah. You want me to say the number now, huh? When you think I ever been to a movie?
Oh, no, really. You can save me a lot of embarrassment. You've got it right there on the register.
See?
Mind if I have a look?
I mind.
Look, friend.
When was the last time you got anything for free, friend?
Oh, why didn't you say so? I was trying not to offend you.
Here,
let me see.
You play blackjack, senor, how you call it, 21?
Yeah, why?
Like they say, hit me again.
Oh, you're rubbing it in.
See, you want to do business or no?
Item 9, $10. Market schmear, schmooze, or just plain graft. He pointed an oversized forefinger at a name on the ledger, lost interest in me, went back to sleep. Arthur Singer, it said, roommate. I went up the stairway. A few seconds later, I moved as quietly as I could down the grimy second-floor hallway, stopped at the door of number 8. At first, I heard nothing. Then, after a long minute, the voices began, angrily, as though resuming an old argument.
I don't know.
Then let me handle it.
No, but what about him? Suppose he
knows. What if he does? You want it all to go for nothing. Now, you listen to me. I know what I'm doing.
Five minutes later, I was back in the cable office getting a second message off to Vic Kelly in Hartford. It was a request for anything he could possibly dig up on Arthur Singer. I didn't hope for too much because it would probably turn out to be an alias, but it was an angle I couldn't afford to overlook.
Do not buy for answers so soon, senor.
Oh, no, I just want you to get this one off. Same fellow.
And same way, no spare the horses?
That's it, and thanks.
It's nada. Oh, senor, I want to ask you something.
Shoot.
Your business partner, did I do something to displease him? He seemed so angry.
My who seemed so what?
Well, he was so nice at first. But after he read the message...
Wait a minute, hold everything. First of all, I have no business partner.
Oh, then I make terrible mistake.
Oh, just tell me what happened.
Well, this man, he come in less than a minute after you leave. Was very nice.
Yeah.
Said he was your business partner, that he'd just leave you. You were worried because you forgot whether you say something in the message you just sent. Then you asked him to check it for you.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to know what he was talking
about. So you showed it to him. Then?
That is when he got so angry. He just put it down and leave.
What did he look like?
A little less tall than you, and he have gray hair.
Eyeglasses?
Si, eyeglasses.
Gray suit?
Si, senor. Gray suit. You know him?
I'm beginning to wonder if anyone really does.
I am so sorry for my mistake, senor.
Oh, forget it. It wasn't your fault. Just send that second message.
Si, senor.
About the answers. Send it to me at William Alder's house as soon as you get them. Maybe we'll read them together. Sure. Billy Alder was my new business partner. Alder, the original close-mouthed fella. But it looked like there was nothing wrong with his brain or his eyesight. Then suddenly I didn't mind that he'd read my message to Vic Kelly, because a frightened man usually reacts at the extreme ends of the scale. He'd been at the let's-do-nothing end. Maybe he'd now go the other way. There was one more step I could make on the waterfront, so I made it. My credentials presented at the steamship offices got me a look at the passenger list of the Caribbean Star. The name Arthur Singer wasn't on it. I started down the small waterfront street to where my car was parked. My mind was full of Billy Alder and the pieces of this crazy puzzle, tugging one way, pulling another. Trying to make sense out of it somehow, I used some sort of slide rule where logic could be a solid base. No matter how I twisted it, I knew one thing. It just wouldn't work. I didn't have enough yet to make it work. I was just reaching for the door handle when I saw his reflection in the car window. The man who'd sneaked up behind me, blackjack raised high in the air. The blackjack was just insurance. He was tough enough without it. I finally worked up to the side of the car, managed a half Nelson, and let the car door workers my blackjack. 5 seconds later, an officer came rushing up, and 5 minutes later, I sat in the office of Jefe Velasquez, chief of police.
You feeling all right now, amigo?
Yeah, sure. What did you get out of that blackjack artist?
Just what I expected.
Still won't say who hired him, huh?
You have to understand this kind of fellow, amigo.
I do, huh?
What I mean, he's asesino pequeño, you know?
Sheephood, mobster?
Si. For extra $2, maybe $3, he would blackjack his mother. He claims he does not know who hired him, that he is to get his money in a letter.
That one I was spats.
Okay.
I say he's lying.
Of course, but he will stick to the story because he knows he will get the same sentence whether he tells or he does not.
A cheap hood won't usually cover for somebody else.
This kind does, amigo. Otherwise, he would never be hired again.
I'd give a lot for a few minutes alone with him, Jefe.
Sorry, Juanito, but I like my job.
Yeah, just wishful thinking.
Not hard to understand.
Well.
You are leaving?
Not getting anywhere sitting here. You sure you haven't got business somewhere else? I got an awfully big end to talk to that thug. You know, I got a hunch.
Forget it, amigo. It's like I say. If you ask him on a Monday what is the day, he must tell you Tuesday. You could beat him to death, he would still say Tuesday. Is the way they think.
Jefe, a favor.
If I can.
Suppose I don't prefer charges. Would you put a tail on him when he leaves?
Johnny.
Look, I know it's $1,000,000 to $1 against a hood doing a rough-up without the money in hand, but if he hasn't collected...
Come, amigo, like you say, $1,000,000 to $1.
I know, I'm grabbing at straws, but just in case, Jefe. Come on, huh?
Okay.
Good, thanks.
Hey, where do you go?
Back to the cable office.
Oh?
Yeah. And if a man in Hartford has nothing to say, I've got a permanent seat behind the eight ball.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a puzzle never fits itself together. You've got to snoop, pry, and juggle the pieces. And sometimes people get killed that way. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Tony Barrett. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
The fourth installment of the Alder Matter, which originally played out back in August 1956. We'll have the exciting finale at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had dollar actor Bob Bailey instead playing a detective named Valentine in the Mutual series Let George Do It, with the role of his secretary Claire Brooks voiced by Frances Robinson. But later, Brooksy was played by an even more famous radio actress. Can you name her? I'll provide the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Folks, I'd like you to get a picture of what it's like here. Very quiet, for one thing. I've never been in such a quiet place. And it's pretty dark. No light except my flashlight. Tell you what, you go now and douse all the lights you have on. Go ahead, put out the lights.
The greatest stars of stage and screen and the greatest writers of print and radio combine to keep you on the edge of your seat in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Suspense, Motive for Murder.
I opened my handbag and my fingers closed around Mr. Jensen's gun. He looked down at it.
Hey, what?
I said I've changed my mind.
Okay. That's the way you feel. I don't argue with a girl who's got a gun.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills brings you moments of desperation and danger.
I took the stuff she had piled up on the dresser. Bracelets, rings, pins. I stuffed his wallet into my pocket. And then I got out. I got out as fast as I could.
Mickey Rooney, Lucille Ball, Lana Turner, Ralph Edwards, and more star in 20 nerve-stretching exercises in crime, mystery, and the uncanny.
Quite frankly, I'd like to get out of here. I can well imagine people becoming unhinged in this place. I find myself pretty jumpy. Not being very brave, am I?
Today, our listeners can get Suspense Motive for Murder for 50% off. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 to get your copy for only $19.98.
And the front door slowly opened. And then there were slow, halting footsteps along the short hall to the sitting room where an old woman waited.
Order Suspense Motive for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 so you can hear
a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the actresses who voiced Secretary Claire Brooks on the Mutual Detective program, Let George Do It. We heard Frances Robinson. The later Brooksy was played by the oh-so-prolific Virginia Gregg. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time. But hey, remember to take a moment and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.